אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced details of the historic agreement for full diplomatic relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates on Thursday night, hailing what he called a new era of Israeli relations with the Arab world. In a joint statement issued from the White House earlier, Israel and the UAE announced the historic agreement, the third such deal the Jewish state has struck with an Arab country after Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. According to Netanyahu, there will be a full exchange of embassies, ambassadors, economic exchanges, direct flights and more. Together with our joint strengths, we can bring a great future for our people and our region, he said. Netanyahu predicted there will be other Arab and Muslim states that will join the circle of peace with us. Netanyahu said he'd been working towards the goal of normalization with the Gulf states since 2009. The Prime Minister acknowledged that his plan for unilateral annexation of the Jordan Valley was being temporarily halted in line with the joint statement issued by the US, Israel and the UAE, which specified that Israel would suspend the move. Later, he said the issue of applying sovereignty in Judea and Samaria remains on the table, saying, "I'm the one who put it on the table. Just as I brought peace, I will bring sovereignty to the West Bank." He added, "I did not take sovereignty off the table," and went on to say, "I'm committed to sovereignty. Nobody ever believes my promises, but I always prove them wrong." On Friday, the United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Anwar Gargash said the positive reactions to the agreement from around the world were encouraging. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Thursday called for the UAE to immediately retract its agreement to take steps towards normalizing relations with Israel, which he called a despicable decision and a betrayal. Palestinians taking part in Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque trampled and then set fire to a poster of the United Arab Emirates leader Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to protest the normalization deal announced on Thursday. Delegations from Jerusalem and Abu Dhabi will meet in the coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, direct flight, security, telecommunications, technology, energy, healthcare, including coronavirus research, culture, the environment, the establishment of reciprocal embassies and other areas of mutual benefit. An Israeli delegation led by Mossad chief Yossi Cohen will travel to the UAE early this week to meet with the Gulf states top leadership. This week, more than 80 fires broke out in Israeli areas bordering Gaza because of incendiary balloons launched by Palestinian operatives, mostly affiliated with Hamas. Worst hit were Kibbutz Yad Mordechai and land near Kibbutz Zikim. Acres of Keren Kayemet JNF forests in the Western Negev were burnt as firefighters raced from site to site to extinguish the fires in extremely hot and dry conditions. Israel's Lahav Or light blade laser system, designed to intercept airborne incendiary threats from the Gaza Strip, was deployed operationally by the border police for the first time on Tuesday. But despite its promise, it did not appear to prevent the incendiary devices from reaching Israel. Israel warned factions in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday that there would be retaliation after over 60 wildfires broke out in areas near the Hamas-ruled territory due to the explosives. Prime Minister Netanyahu said that the Gaza Strip will pay a heavy toll if terrorists continue to fly incendiary balloons into Israeli soil. The attacks continued, and IDF tanks and fighter jets attacked a number of targets belonging to Hamas in Gaza on Friday. This attack came in response to the continuing barrage of incendiary balloons. Some 21 fires broke out on Friday alone, following the pattern of attacks that had been occurring for more than a week. Israel has decided that it will allow no money to enter the Gaza Strip from Qatar as long as Palestinians continue to launch incendiary balloons at Israel. Israel's death toll from the coronavirus rose to 639 on Wednesday night, as Israel marked its deadliest day since the start of the pandemic, with 17 fatalities recorded in just over 24 hours. The death toll has since risen to 674. Herzliya, Givatayim and Afula lead the list of cities with lowest rates of virus spread, whereas East Jerusalem, Elad and Arara are among the hardest hit. On Friday, the Corona Cabinet clarified regulations. No more than 10 people can be in confined spaces of less than 80 metres, and up to 20 people may be in places over 80 square metres. In both cases, social distancing must be maintained. In open spaces, no more than 30 people are allowed to congregate. Exceptions are made for demonstrations, which the government continues to permit, even when social distancing is not possible, although masks must be worn. The world's first clinical trial for a coronavirus drug made from antibodies got off to a promising start in Jerusalem's Hadassah Medical Center, with all three patients involved released from the hospital days after receiving it. The trial started last Thursday and involves treating 12 patients in batches. The patients were in moderate condition with COVID-19-induced pneumonia when given the drug. Manufactured from antibodies found in the plasma of recovered coronavirus patients. Dr. Zev Rothstein described the result as almost a miracle. The biopharmaceutical firm Kamada developed the drug and is now running the clinical trial. Thousands of protesters gathered again last night outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's home, continuing the mass demonstrations against Netanyahu's handling of the economy during the coronavirus crisis, also citing the charges against him and fueled by statements attributed to Sarah Netanyahu during the past week. Israel is mourning two of its most significant intellectual figures who died within the past 9 days. Legal scholar and Israeli Prize winner Ruth Gavison died yesterday at 75. Gavison was a longtime professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and a founder of the Association for Civil Rights, which she headed from 1996 to 1999. She was also a fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute, served on several public commissions, and was nominated to the Supreme Court, but was dropped as a candidate in 2005 following opposition from then Chief Justice Aaron Barak, whom Gavison had criticized for his judicial activism. Jerusalem-born Gavison was awarded the Israel Prize in 2011 for her legal research. Former Minister Tzipi Livni, who championed Gavison's nomination to the Supreme Court while serving as Justice Minister, hailed her as a beacon of justice and values. Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, a towering scholar of Jewish texts who spent 4.5 decades writing a 45-volume translation of the Babylonian Talmud and made it accessible to hundreds of thousands of readers, died the previous Friday in Jerusalem, aged 83. Rabbi Steinsaltz, a prolific and wide-ranging writer, wrote more than 60 books on philosophy, mysticism, theology, and even zoology. His study of Kabbalah, the 13-petaled rose, is considered a classic and has been translated into 8 languages. President Reuven Rivlin called Rabbi Steinsaltz a modern-day Rashi and a man of spiritual courage, deep knowledge and profound thought, who brought the Talmud to Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, in clear and accessible Hebrew and English. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.